Biden marks final days in office with legacy tour. President Joe Biden is holding a series of final events during his last week in office to highlight his legacy and the accomplishments of his term. Biden's week-long farewell bid will be marked by a series of speeches, ceremonies, and events as he prepares to hand over the White House to President-elect Donald Trump. Here is Biden's schedule in the last days of his presidency. Monday. Biden on Monday delivered his final foreign policy speech at the State Department, in which he touted his administration's accomplishments in expanding NATO, rallying allies and partners to provide military aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia, and boosting chip manufacturing to compete with China. Right now, in my view, thanks to our administration, the United States is winning the worldwide competition, Biden said. Compared to 4 years ago, America is stronger. Our alliances are stronger. Our adversaries and competitors are weaker. We have not gone to war to make these things happen. Biden said that he used America's power to lead on the world stage and bring countries together. He relentlessly defended democracy, civil rights, and human rights, and provided leadership when the world needed it the most, according to the president. Biden said that his administration is leaving the next administration with a very strong hand to play, because the country is stronger and better than 4 years ago. Tuesday. On Tuesday, Biden will celebrate his proclamation to protect tribal land in California. Biden will sign proclamations creating the Chuckwalla National Monument and the Satitla Highlands National Monument, which together will protect 848,000 acres of lands in California of scientific, cultural, ecological, and historical importance, according to the White House. Tuesday's announcement was supposed to be held last week, but was postponed due to the wildfires in California. Biden canceled that trip and said his event would be held at the White House instead at a later date. The White House also said that Biden has now conserved more lands and waters than any other president in history. Wednesday. In what is considered the biggest event of the week, Biden will deliver a primetime farewell address to the nation on Wednesday from the Oval Office. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters last week that Biden would reflect on his 50-plus years as a public official in his speech. He has some thoughts on the future, not just of the country, but how this country moves forward as a leader when you think about global events, important global issues, and certainly he will lay that out, she said. Wednesday's farewell speech gives Biden one last time to address Americans and the world as the 46th president. His remarks are set to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday. On Thursday, Biden will attend a farewell ceremony at the Department of Defense. Secretary Austin will host the Armed Forces farewell tribute in honor of President Biden, in which the secretary will join senior department leaders, colleagues from across the administration, and other dignitaries in saluting President Biden for his distinguished public service career and tenure as our Commander-in-Chief and 46th President of the United States, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder announced in a press briefing on Monday. The DoD just announced another round of assistance for Ukraine valued at an estimated $500 million to provide Ukraine with additional military capabilities. Friday. Biden on Friday will address the U.S. Conference of Mayors for the final time. The president will deliver his remarks during the conference's 93rd winter meeting. President Biden's final address to the conference comes as America's cities are thriving thanks in part to a strong partnership with the Biden administration, which saw historic federal investment in city priorities, including the American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act, USCM said in a statement. The event will be held at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. From NTD News.